The Association for the Education of Young Children is a Juneau-based organization that researches and provides services for childcare in Southeast Alaska. Joy Lyon is the executive director.
We're really excited that now we have 21% more childcare spaces than we did that last year this time. So there's an increase of 80-some spaces that is a result of three different initiatives.
One of the big initiatives relaxed city zoning rules that apply to childcare centers, which the Juneau Assembly passed late last year. One change lets at-home childcare providers have up to 12 kids instead of 8 without needing a permit from the city.
The zoning laws have led to 4 new group homes, so they're able to provide support for more children. And that's a model we hope to encourage for the other 30 family childcare providers. And then 2 new centers have started since last year, which has led to the increase. And one of the centers would not have been able to start without that change in the zoning laws.
That center is the Gearing Nursery School. And on a recent morning there, about a dozen babies and children are running around, eating snacks and preparing to paint. Some are even crowding in a circle to listen to an impromptu story time. The 5 women that work at the daycare also have their own children here. One teacher says watching her children grow up while working is a bonus. Amy Myers is an administrator at the daycare. She says when she got pregnant 2 years ago, one of her first thoughts was, what about childcare?
Oh my gosh, what I do. I knew that daycare was the biggest challenge facing new parents here in town. At the time, I had a really good job with really good pay. But I heard that there were wait lists for pretty much every daycare. And then not only were there wait lists for childcare here in town, there was also very limited infant spots.
She says if you're lucky, the search starts early.
So really it's that moment that you find out you're pregnant, you have to get on a wait list for somewhere, and then things change.
Myers decided to be a stay-at-home mom and eventually started working at the daycare center. Izzy Keiko Gearing runs the center and says just 2 years ago, it couldn't have existed under the city's zoning rules for childcare providers.
I went to whoever was available first, and Kathy Munoz and Jesse Keel were available for half an hour meeting with me, and that's exactly where it started.
That was in 2014. Then, like now, Munoz was a state representative from Juneau, and Keel was a member of the Juneau Assembly. Those meetings eventually led to the zoning changes. Joy Lyon with the AUIC says 2 other initiatives have also contributed to additional childcare availability.
And then we have the Hearts Initiative that's sponsored by the city, and that provides an education award and a retention award for early childhood teachers.
The third initiative is a $1,000 grant that Lyon's organization offers to new childcare startups. Keiko Gearing says turnover is another factor.
Part of that reason, I think a lot of younger families are moving. We've had at least 10 families in the last year to move out of state, young families.
She says that Juneau has an aging community, and the cost of childcare here forces families to make important decisions. For mothers, she says, do you work and pay $1,000 a month for your child to be in daycare, or do you stay home and watch them grow up?
There's a lot that is involved in this 21% increase, and it has to be looked at like from every angle. The 21% increase could also mean that less women are in the workforce right now.
Keiko Gearing says her center isn't at capacity. She says that's a good thing. Her workers aren't overwhelmed. But when they do open a spot, it's filled almost immediately. When I called around to a few other daycare centers in Juneau, all of them had long wait lists, especially for infants. But for the first time in 5 years, the downward trend for licensed childcare spots is slowly moving up. In Juneau, I'm Lakedra Chavis.